Amy Livermore is with us at the DNR office here in the UP. Good morning to you.
Morning, Jack.
Well, it's that time of year again when you and I talk about the maps that get updated for our state forest roads. And we're not talking about the Hiawatha roads or, you know, the ones that go from like Munising down to US 2, right? We're talking about state owned roads.
Yep, these are just state forest roads. So also does not include any forest roads that are managed by townships or counties.
Okay. So give me an overview then. You have a public comment period for the rest of this month. So what are people going to see and when they go on your website?
Yeah, so they can go on the website and they can see any changes that have been made. So any potential changes are roads either being opened or closed to ORVs, opening or closing roads to conventional vehicles, adjusting seasonal access, mapping roads that were previously unmapped, and then data cleanup, which is essentially removing roads that no longer exist or just mapping errors.
So what are we looking at for 2026? Are we looking at any major changes?
Not really. And honestly, there hasn't been any major changes in the last few years since this process has kind of been dialed down. So we've got the total miles of state forest roads are 5,870 in the UP, and open to ORVs are 5,752. So 97.8% of roads in the UP are open to ORVs. And then in the state as a whole, we closed 53 miles of roads. 62 miles of roads were deleted for data cleanup, and then we added 65.8 miles of roads. So in the Upper Peninsula, there's a total of 118.4 miles that are closed overall to ORVs. But I mean, there's lots of changes.
But they're all minor?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Then what about, last question, Amy, is a big ice storm that we had in northern lower and far eastern UP. Is that impacting anything with this process?
If anything, that's probably impacted some data cleanup and made things a little bit more accurate. But anything that's closed due to debris in the road, it will be reopened if it was open before, and we still have crews working on that too.
All right, how could people make their comments?
So comments can be made either by going into our interactive forest roadmap viewer, or you can email comments to DNR Road Inventory Project at michigan.gov.